Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. You wish to have no end in sight, but everything that's great always comes to an end. So whether that's tomorrow or 4 years from now, you never know. That's the beauty of life. So you just got to go out and enjoy every minute you do with the group of guys you got, because it's in professional sports, nothing's ever guaranteed. I feel for Kevin. I know what type of competitor he is, and we obviously miss him dearly. But whether it's tomorrow or game six, we just got to do everything in our willpower to help him get back. And if that's win a game and be patient, then we got to go do that.
So that's how you start a Monday morning right now, huh? Klay Thompson saying we are in big trouble.
Good night, the lights are over.
And our party could be over, man, after Toronto wins two in Golden State. Toronto's up 3-1. The Durant question of whether he's playing, he could have played hurt, and he wants to be 100%. Why we're all banged up, he's over there looking at his new max contract. I mean,
wow.
Oh, boy. They just don't look. I know there's going to be a game five tonight, but it doesn't look real good from the inside out, does it?
No,
right
it doesn't.
Off the bat,
you just heard Klay. Oh, you know, all good things come to an end. It's been a great run. When did we start this thing? 2014.
Yeah.
Look how much basketball we've played, and we've won so many games. But, you know, everything comes to an end. What? Can you imagine if the clinching game for the Spurs? In the Heat Spurs in that last series, if before the game, Dwayne or LeBron or Bosch came out and said, yeah, you know what? We've had a really good run. Dude, the series isn't over yet. Yeah. What do you mean you had a good run?
His comments, I like Klay Thompson a lot, and he's a max contract guy to be, but boy, those are weird comments. And Kawhi, speaking of the Miami Heat, does this feel with Kawhi Leonard playing the way he is? This is kind of closing out.
Yes.
San Antonio closing out.
It's the same thing.
The Miami Heat. And
Kawhi's the ultimate closer. He's the ultimate closer.
And this time, instead of Golden State, last time it was LeBron and Dwayne. This time it's the Golden State gang. And so anyway, we got that. And, of course, Stanley Cup final. The Bruins get a 5-1 win last night. So that series is at 3-3 right now. And I was just thinking, like, before the game last night, how weird is this going to be, the St. Louis Blues and Toronto Raptors, who neither team has ever won a championship. And here they are. St. Louis goes back to 67 and 68 when this thing started. No championships. And Toronto's been around now, I think, for 23 years. And they've never won. So you've got that. And, of course, that's just one story. The other story happening, Big Poppy, David Ortiz, shot at a club in the back from point-blank range in the Dominican Republic, and the video's out. So you could see the video if you're just hearing about it. For some reason, you didn't see the story last night. Big Poppy's just sitting at a club in Dominican Republic, indoor-outdoor club. It looks pretty full. And in the video comes a guy and shoots him in the back. And I saw a robbery attempt, and I'm thinking, no, it looked like more like a murder attempt than
wouldn't a robbery attempt be in a less populated area, or like maybe like you
shoot
you know
a guy in the back. He never tried to get any money. He shot him once and took off
and
running.
Dipped, yeah,
and just got the you know what beat out of him.
Holy
They've got video of the guy sitting down, and he's got guys from every angle kicking him in the head,
and there's blood all over his face,
and he gets worked over, and I'm guessing he's not going to get any sympathy from the government, the police, or anybody else over there.
Big Poppy's a hero out there.
But they're going to find out what. I'll tell you one thing. If Big Poppy's got hits on him over there for whatever the reason, I don't know. I don't know if somebody's mad. Big Poppy fired somebody for bad work over there or something, or whatever it is. But Big Poppy, he splits, I guess he's a half a year here and a half a year over there.
I'm guessing that changed last night.
He may want to just say, you know, I love all you guys. I love being able to go out and hang out at clubs and stuff. But
I'm going to be half a year in Miami and half a year in Boston now.
Right.
I'm switching the DR to Miami now, or to New York or wherever.
My new DR is Miami.
I mean, listen, I understand you want to go home.
It's a weird video, man.
But it's a weird video, man, that he's at this club, and you're right. If it was a robbery attempt, where was the attempt on robbery? All I saw was a gunshot and a run.
He took off running and obviously was not Barry Sanders in his prime trying to get away, because they got him down.
No, this was me running the 40 in this video. That's what it was.
It was. He's getting kicked in the head from one side, kicked in the other.
Brutal.
I thought they were going to kill him. You start getting kicked in the head, as everybody knows, your kicks are stronger than your punches.
That wouldn't have surprised me on a video coming from an amateur out there in the Dominican Republic who found this guy. And he's laying on the street, or like in the whatever it is, off the side of the street. And he looks like he was the victim. Like, he looks like, oh, this guy got beat up in a nightclub. No, this was the dude that shot the Big Poppy.
Well, they'll get to the bottom of this story real fast, and this guy, see what happens over there. But just the video is just crazy. This guy coming to the picture and shoots Big Poppy right in the back. You see him falling down. With the guy that he was talking about. Just a crazy, crazy video from last night. So we got all that. And if you're not familiar with everything going on here in South Florida right now, it is camp month in college football. So Butch at FIU had his camps going and invited a lot of schools. They try to handpick the schools that want to come down here, where there won't be a conflict with making sure you don't recruit a lot of the same guys. And then Miami had their own, and they get great news with a great offensive tackle, a real top prospect out of Jacksonville, Jalen Rivers, a four-star tackle, makes a commitment to him over a lot of big SEC schools. So that was good news. And then FAU also has camps going on, and they handpick who they want to work with up there. So it is a great time. And I got to tell you, our kids down here, and I call them kids, the high school players, they're incredible, because they will literally go to different places and different camps to play 7-on-7 football. They'll play every day of the week, anytime you want them to show up. I guess these things are going on next week. There's going to be a bunch of stuff, but all the schools are having them at their own school. South Florida's having one next week up in Tampa. And a lot of schools are going up there. But it is incredible, because I know a lot of these guys want to improve their stars, right? Everybody's looking to get more stars. If you're a 3-star, you want to be a 4-star. If you're a 4, everybody wants to be the ultimate 5-star, right, that everybody talks about. But it's incredible how our guys like to compete. No matter where it is, they want it to go with their teammates. And whether it's a Northwestern High School with the three really good wide receivers they have, to everything else. And nobody's playing the game, or he's playing it as well as anybody in the country right now, is Manny Diaz. I've just incredible what he's been able to do with his camps. And then he's got the camp at the end of the month.
Is it the Paradise Camp?
Where he's got everybody coming in, but their facilities, they're still working on more new stuff coming in. They tied in former players up on the wall for every position that have played, which
that's crazy.
Always looks good and stuff. So the guys come and go, oh, man, oh, that's cool. You know, there's Vilma. There's DJ Williams. There's Beeson.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all those guys.
Shockey's been there. Like, those guys have all been there. That's pretty cool for their camp. I know everyone's got their own camps, and it's not like anyone's got the advantage over anyone at any of these camps, except when you look at what Miami did, when Mark Rick started that Paradise Camp a couple years ago, bringing in all those guys. Can you imagine being a tight end around the country, a kid from Texas or a kid from Philly or whatever it is, and coming down here and working with Shockey, or if you're a linebacker and you got Vilma and DJ and these guys? Like, that's just kind of ridiculous that Miami can do that.
It is incredible what they've been able to do and all the stuff, and really trying to put the rope around South Florida right now and handpicking. And, you know, it comes down to a lot of this, too, because there's so many skill players down here. making sure you and your coaching staff pick the right guys.
Right.
And Manny has got final say. Could sit here and tell you it's his recruiting guys. All the recruiting guys, they bring it and go, Manny, we really like him. The position coach goes, man, I saw him play. I saw him run. I saw him move. I really like him. But Manny's got to have final say, because when it's said and done, Manny's making the big bucks.
That's right.
To win games, and the way you win games is you pick the right guy and don't Larry Coker it. Because if you Larry Coker it and you get all excited and you got six guys to choose from, and you know you can only take of the six wide receivers, you can only take three or four, you better take the right guys, because everybody's going to be watching those other guys that committed to you and wanted to come. So it's a great problem to have if Manning get back in that situation and using relationships and everything else. Really, really nice story going on with these camps, which by this they're about planting seeds for your future. They really are for FIU, for FAU, for Miami, with them all going on. But good, the winners, all these kids get to go out with their teams or go out individually. If you're an offensive lineman, and go through drills and let them see your size, and then the coaches will look at all the tapes of your games and everything else. But that's really, really good news to get that Jalen Rivers out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's a big get for them.
That's a really, really good one. So anyway, wanted to bring that up with a lot of other things going on. And old Rafael Nadal gets his 12th French Open.
What a shocker.
Yeah, he's 93-2 now.
What a shocker. He won the French? Wow.
And by the way, he makes it look, I think he went 6-1, 6-1 in the last two sets. He's making it look so easy when you look at all the great players that there are in their 20s and 30s. And he's now one of the older players.
He smokes them, though.
And he just gets on that clay and just, he must feel like he's back home, like, right, a home-cooked meal or something. He just feels comfortable because he just dominated team yesterday as that was just, had to watch it. I thought maybe it was a Federer thing, but no, it was anybody he played on clay was going to get their ass kicked in this series. There's no question about that. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here on a Monday morning. We got Baker Mayfield and Uncle Luke going at it. Could not make that up. Uncle Luke, and you're going, wait a second. Uncle Luke comments about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. How could that be? We're going to have that story for you coming up and try to explain this this really, really weird one coming out of Cleveland with the ties to Uncle Luke down here, who, by the way, has got a nice little football team, and he was seen at a bunch of camps this weekend too. So anyway, we got more stuff to get to. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got a lot more to get to here on a Monday morning. Stay with us.
Radio.com.
All right, well, we got a strange one, and everything comes back to South Florida, right? Don't we always talk about that, Zach? Everything somehow comes back. We've been talking about how's this Cleveland thing going to work. I mean, we've been trying to figure out all the personalities, all the big-time young talent, especially on offense.
Well, it's the biggest mystery in sports right now.
How's it going to work? Yeah. Is the coach going to be able to handle it? How will the quarterback in his second year be able to handle everything? So anyway, Baker Mayfield had comments on Duke Johnson from down here, one of the better pass-receiving running backs in the National Football League. Quietly, 235 catches already in his NFL career. And do we have those comments that Baker – here's Baker Mayfield's comments on Duke Johnson wanting to be traded.
You know what? That's something that we've been dealing with for a while. You know, if we have guys that want to be here, they'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, you know, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants. But you're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us. So it is what it is.
You know, it's self-inflicted. It is what it is. It's not awkward for anybody else in this building. He's got to do his job. He said he's a professional. I hope he does his job.
All right, wow. So Baker Mayfield, who hasn't exactly been around the NFL a long time.
It sounds like a 12-year vet right there.
Coming out and talking about Duke, who, by the way, handled it really well. If you heard Duke's comments talking about, hey, listen, man, this thing, I want out. And I don't blame him. Kareem Hunt is coming in, who's a really good pass-receiving running back. He'll be here halfway through the season. Nick Chubb's there. And I'm sure Duke's looking at this going, this is not going to be good for my future of trying to get another contract. There are a lot of teams, I was told, interested in trading for Duke Johnson for the right draft pick. So he's got value because of what he can
do.
Good
back, yeah.
Good back. And he obviously wants a chance. You got to play to get another contract. And he's still a really young guy. Now, here's where the strange part comes out. So Uncle Luke's wife is now an NFL agent and represents Duke Johnson for people that might not have known that. So Uncle Luke on social media has now had some comments about Baker Mayfield. First, some pretty harsh comments, and then came back and talked about all the quarterbacks that at some point were all let go, sent out. So he gave the list there. Thing I didn't get about Uncle Luke's comment, maybe you guys can help me out. The Texas Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
I didn't quite get the Texas. I do know that Baker's a Texas kid, but Cracker Barrel, is it something besides a restaurant? Does it mean something else?
I mean, I would just assume so, maybe. I don't know. Cracker Barrel's a good restaurant.
I was going to say, the Cracker Barrel's pretty good. Don't dog your Cracker Barrel breakfast.
Don't
give
me some chicken and dumplings. I'll be very happy.
Listen,
camper.
Man, whether it's an omelet or those eggs over easy those hash browns, man, don't.
A couple of those corn muffins to start off. The tweet was bleep Baker this is on Twitter, so at Baker Mayfield for saying that dumb bleep about Duke Johnson. I guarantee you be the one to divide this locker room up. You are not in Texas at Cracker Barrel. Okay, I don't understand outside
I didn't get
of ripping
the second
him.
Part, yeah. but he's right about the first part. Like Baker Mayfield, whether it's contract or not happy with your situation, in my opinion, Baker Mayfield needs to worry about the guys on the team Duke do what he needs to do.
Baker will understand it's a business very soon, and it's a business right now for Duke.
So Baker taking over like this is college football or something is one thing, but you don't mess with guys that are either, you know, looking at their future and their situation on a team and their playing time and everything else, especially for running backs right now, the way they're going to be used. Zach, we're going to start seeing a big divide. What just happened out in LA with Gurley might be just about the end of one running back carrying and being on the field nonstop. And I know there's a really good player. Matter of fact, the best running back in football, in my opinion, right now is Barkley playing for the Giants.
Barkley and Ezekiel Elliott are the two guys that are up for the big deals.
I don't
even
think Elliott's close to Barkley.
No, I don't think so either.
Not even close as an all-around back.
But
not
if Dallas wants to keep him you're going to have to pay the guy big. Those are the last two guys right now in my mind that are going to get pretty significant deals as a running back. Otherwise, it's going to be 2-3 back stables on every team.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't have a problem with it, although running backs don't want to hear that because they want to get that full load money that they're seeing a few guys get. But I think we're going to see a lot more specialty backs. We're going to see first and second down backs. We're going to see second and long and third down backs. And sometimes they'll cross over to give each other a rest. But you're going to see that so you can keep guys healthy. And I know Kenyon Drake wants to play every down. He wants to play. He got a taste of it in the last 5 or 6 games 2 years ago. And I know Kenyon wants, let me do it. I want to do it. And you want your guys to want to do it. Don't get me wrong. But in reality, I'd rather have Kenyon get a few carries on first down, but really focus on second and long or third and long, where whether you're getting a draw or you're getting a ball out of the backfield, he's just really, really good. So, and again, I know he didn't want to hear that, or does anybody else, but I'm sure Duke's in that boat. Duke's tired of being known as a pass receiving.
That's it.
And now he's gone, not only am I a pass receiving running back, but I got Kareem Hunt, who's also a pass receiving running back, a really good one.
Well, Joe,
average 10 yards a catch.
Well, let's be honest right now, when Kareem Hunt comes back and those three guys are in the running back room, Duke's number 2 or number 3. Like, right. He's not the number one guy. Kareem Hunt is a top five running back when he's in the league, when he's healthy. I mean, obviously, dealing with some stuff off the field, and he's got an 8-game suspension coming. But before that happened, Kareem Hunt was a top five running back in this league.
Well, I just think Duke's looking at the big picture and says, if everybody stays healthy, somebody's going to lose.
He's the odd man out. No, he's the odd man out.
And it could be me. And the team's going, man, being able to have Duke and then having our problem in the second half of the season where we try to work everybody in. What a great problem to have for the team to have that kind of depth. But Duke has got his agent trying to get a deal. And by the way, I know it's frustrating, especially when you know there's offers out there and Cleveland hasn't taken them.
So, not a good offer
yet. So I get both sides of it. And then, you know, I guess on behalf of and Uncle Luke has known Duke growing up because he grew up down here and went to Norland High School. It's just a very strange deal and taken up for his wife who's in the business and doing everything. So you had that, and I'm dying to see what Baker Mayfield goes with this whole thing from here. I would leave it alone, though, because it is big business, and you want to be in a situation you're happy with. And if you think, no matter what I do, I'm looking at Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, and I got a big three written all over the back of my jersey, I want to go someplace I can play with somebody that might be shorthanded at running back and give me a chance to play. So
doesn't this smell like one of those camp trades? 2 weeks in the camp, 10 days in the camp, somebody gets hurt, Duke Johnson gets moved. Like, doesn't this?
I think they got to move him now. I think Baker helped him get moved.
Oh, okay.
I think Baker's comments coming out and you're with us or you're against whatever that high school crap was. Baker might have helped the whole situation because
escalate that a little bit.
If I was Duke Johnson and Baker said that, I would say, listen, man, you need to worry about yourself and everything else. I'm not here to – I haven't been a problem. This has been going on for months. I've been trying to get out of here politely, and it's not working. And here I am because I didn't want to get fined for mini camp. And now you'll see me at camp. That'll be the next time you see me. But I can't believe, like, you come out, man, as a guy that's barely been here, barely had a cup of coffee in this league.
Well, it's immature comments from a second-year guy.
This ain't college, and this ain't high school where – We're all in together and everything else. So a little surprised. I know Baker Mayfield's cocky and see how he is, but he ain't going anywhere, and he's going to be the voice of this team. And they finally got a quarterback they haven't had in a long time, and he's got more weapons. I mean, Baker Mayfield, if he doesn't have a good year this year, their offensive line's got to be really bad, or Baker Mayfield's got to be really bad. To have all that group of guys to throw to, from tight end to three or four wide receivers in those backs, that's got to be the other thing. Duke's got to be going, geez, what's going to be left for a running back coming out of the backfield with that group? You got Jarvis Landry running routes underneath, which would be some of mine. Yeah. I'm looking at this going, how many passes am I really, really going to catch?
So the best offense on paper in the league. Now, it's on paper, though. That's the problem. But it's the best offense on paper in this league.
Yeah, that was So I'm really curious to see how that whole thing, because we've already been talking about how's it all going to work out, and especially when somebody's not happy with their situation and saying, this is not a good situation for me. Can you please trade me? Nice enough about it, though. I saw his interview, and Duke, who's got that million-dollar smile to start with, just says, hey, man, this is a situation been going on. I don't want anybody to think I'm a distraction here with the team, but can you please get me the hell out of here real quickly? Hey, by the way, we've got all kinds of other stuff going on here, too, as we continue on a Monday morning. How about this? Todd McShay could get a job with the Jets. I kind of laughed. I got nothing against Todd McShay. But for all these guys that work really in the real business, not the TV side of make-believe world, but the guys that do it. And by the way, Mike Mayock got a job too, and from coming out of NFL Network. Looked like Daniel Jeremiah was going to get a job,
right?
He was up for a job. And now Todd McShay is going, yeah, Joe Douglas and I went to college together, and I may get that job. So Joe Douglas, who there's no surprise there, I think he's really good, but he was Adam's guy. They got him to go up. You were asking me what GMs make?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Douglas makes $3 million a year. How about that? He didn't really want to go. He's like, I don't know if I want to go. And they went 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. I'm in. 5 year.
Good God.
Yeah, I didn't know GMs were making that kind of money.
That's not where I thought that money was.
No, no, no. And you know, it's funny. Everybody always asks about what does every job pay, and, you know, coordinators, offensive, defensive, special teams coordinators.
Well, everybody's making a little bit more money, but not like that, Joe.
But a GM to come in and do what?
McShay would be stupid not to take the assistant GM job if he's getting offered $1.5 million.
I don't know what they offer.
Yeah.
I just thought the whole way Todd McShay handled it, going to ESPN, is my man trying to get more money at ESPN?
Sure, why not?
Like, hey, I'm in the running for a job at ESPN. I just want to give you a heads up. And, of course, it just happened to leak out to everybody. Is that's not the biggest leverage, right? So this guy leaks out already. Todd McShay calls ESPN and tells him, hey, by the way, I didn't get the job. He didn't say I was offered the job. I'm in the running for a job with the Jets. If that's not pay me more money at ESPN, nothing is.
Genius move by him.
No, it was smart.
Genius move.
Smart. Whoever. Yeah.
Tom McShay's agent said you need to go leak this to all the people at ESPN.
Yeah, and if you're wondering, Joe Douglas and I went to college together.
We're buddies.
I was a practice guy or a scout team guy for my 2 years I was there, and other guy was a good player.
Yeah, why not? Get some more cash.
So, man, he is working it hard, man. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll get the job, and it's legit. It looks like, though, I'm in the running. Man, hey, ESPN, you need me. You can't just do this with Mel Kiper.
Why doesn't somebody sign Mel Kiper, then?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Mel, never go to anything Kiper.
That's it. Mel Kiper sits in his house and is the best draft expert ever, right?
I just love all these guys that do this for a living. They'll work their butts off and work up. Start as scouts.
Video guys.
Video guys. Literally work their way up. And
get a $3 million job. And
TV guys go ahead of them.
I'm in. I'll start watching videos now. I got a couple years till I'll be making $3 million a year as GM.
And I know that's their job, to be draft experts.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong. They're all on the... You know, they're all kind of working. The only problem is the TV guys are working outside the teams. But it is. I always wonder, what's everybody think when you see all these guys get these jobs and you're on the inside working
your ass off?
Working,
watching,
you know,
video and traveling the country.
Yeah, yep. Living out of a suitcase, yeah. Out of a hotel, yeah. and everything else. So I got a kick out of it. But the way it was all handled, and I was like, I was waiting for Todd McShay to say, I've been offered this job. You know, I've got to make a decision. Instead, he says, I'm up for this job. I got a chance to get it, ESPN. I just want to give you a heads up. Like, what are you going to do?
I'll turn it down if you give me a little raise.
Huh? Is there another $300,000 or $400,000 in the budget?
We're going to hear a report, Todd McShay's name out of the hat for that job in New York. But 3-year extension with ESPN.
Todd McShay. Todd McShay to the Jets. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll... get assistant GM. By the way, great job, though. He skipped all those other stages getting up there.
Why not?
Huh? Not bad at all. And I'm guessing that job pays pretty damn well, too. Probably pays better than that ESPN job. I have no idea.
Who knows? The way that these guys are paying
the Jets are paying right now. Boy, I'll tell you what, Adam's doing a good job of getting everybody paid up there.
Adam, consultant. Zach Kranz, consultant. The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, not football. And once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfill to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM, sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4. At AM 560 and 96.5 HG2 WQAM.
All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. Stanley Cup Finals is all tied at 3 apiece. If you didn't stay up and watch it or didn't care about it last night, Bruins get a 5-1 win. And, of course, we got Game 5 tonight, Toronto at back at home with a 3-1 series. Got a chance to win it all tonight. And we're all waiting to see what Kevin Durant's going to do. He's questionable.
Willis Reed.
I don't know.
He's going to come in tonight and score 40.
I'm not feeling very good about comments players are making. I'm not feeling very good about.
Oh, you mean the Klay Thompson comments kind of got you a little bit when he said it's all over?
Just not Klay Thompson, but kind of the guys' stuff leaking out. The guys might think don't understand why Kevin Durant hasn't played at home, why he didn't play at home when they need him. And even if he's not 100%, man, we could have used you. We were so shorthanded. I mean, all that stuff that everybody's reporting out there, it just looks like we're about ready to have the good old Beatles split coming up here, man, where some guys might be going.
This Kevin is Durant. It, huh?
Kevin Durant, of all the free agents out there, even more than Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant looks like he's gone.
Yeah, like, you're probably right. Yeah.
He's going to get a fresh start, go somewhere else. And I know everybody says he's going to stay. I don't know. It's going to be fun to see, though. NBA's got to love all these storylines that
they've
got after this season going, hey, don't go away, NBA fans. We got the draft, and we got free agency.
They got Zion Williamson and a couple of really good players at the top of that draft coming within the next 2 weeks. And then about a week and a half after that, you have the greatest sweepstakes in sports right now with Kawhi and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and all these real superstars. Not one or two. We're talking about six or seven really good players that are going to be out there making a ton of money. The NBA season is not going to end possibly tonight. It's another month away from ending at least.
And by the way, that's a commissioner's job, isn't it? Keep your sport out there as long as you can. Last thing you want is, okay, the season's over. We're going to take 4 or 5 months off. Check our draft out, but that's
no one does a better job than the NFL in that because of we see them year round.
Oh yeah,
but the NBA is basically saying to the NFL, hold my beer, because we're possibly at the end of the NBA season tonight if Golden State loses tonight, if Toronto wins tonight. But the draft is going to be a lot of fun, and free agency. This is the best free agency we're going to have offseason since I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Well. Kawhi Leonard is going to go right from a parade in Toronto, which I'm guessing will be a big parade, right to what's next, because everybody wants to know what you're doing. Isn't it hard to leave if you win a championship?
Wasn't that the whole thing with LeBron?
Or does
in that
he
last
win
series
and go, hey,
us?
you got your championship, shut up, I'm out of here, I'm going back to California.
Listen, one of those two superstars, the number one or number two free agent out there, is going to win a championship and leave their team. Durant or Kawhi is going to win a title and leave. One of those guys, they're going to bolt after winning.
And the other guy could do a LeBron.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
and see what happens from there. By the way, the other story is really weird. Big Poppy, David Ortiz, shot at a club in the back at point-blank range in the Dominican Republic in a place I guess he goes to a lot, knows a lot of people, and was just sitting there, and it was really packed. And the video's already out as you see a guy running in and shooting Big Poppy in the back. Now, he's okay. We wouldn't be talking about this if it looks like he's going to be fine. But they're trying to call that a robbery. Now, I'm no police chief or detective, but I've never seen a guy come into a full house at a bar, run up behind a guy, shoot him in the back, and then take off running. I didn't see any form of a robbery.
Where's the robbery?
Give me your wallet. Give me your money. Give me your keys. You know, I didn't see that. I saw a guy shoot him. It looked more like somebody tried to kill him.
So I look a little bit of a hit here. That's what it looked like.
And took off running. And
bring out your Narcos vocabulary.
And then
he watches enough of those shows.
I was about to say, you know there were keywords here.
No question.
Well, first off, you're
going to
rob a guy.
I couldn't get the wife to go to John Wick again.
You try to go to John Wick this weekend?
John Wick 3.
What do you mean again?
I've tried like 3 times. Like, hey, we got a little time off. It's rainy.
You ain't getting your wife to see John Wick. Come on. She's seen 1 and 2?
No, she hates those things.
Yeah, you ain't getting out there. You better call Hollywood. See if Hollywood will go with you this weekend.
I'm going to have to.
You're going to go solo to a movie?
No.
Okay.
I got this weird thing. I don't know why. About going to movie by myself. Yeah. I just feel like I should have a shirt that says on the front and back, I'm a loser.
I'm a back loser. Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with going to a solo
movie. I've done
movie.
It. I've done it.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it too. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Just to go to a movie by yourself.
Yeah, if you got a couple hours to kill and you got nothing to do.
Like on a Sunday, say, you know, sometime early in the morning.
Well,
it's a little sadder off if you do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, if you do it or on late the weekend,
you get caught on the weekend more than you will during the week. I took Ashley years ago to Orlando to the outlets, and I knew she was going to spend about 4 or 5 hours running around the outlets. So I'm like, all right, I'll meet you back here. I'm going to go walk around to the shops too, and there's a movie theater across the street, and I went and saw a movie.
I'm not saying it's weird. It's just I don't
do it a lot, but I've done it.
Just go for it, man. It's the only way you're going to see that movie.
I know. No, I'm going to wait for it. It's going to be on at home.
Yeah, you're going to get a DVD or on demand.
It's going to be. You'd use that
voice remote you got in John Wick
3. What are
you
concerned about? Like someone would come up to you?
Well, Joe's noticeable if he's at a movie by
himself. What if someone feels bad for you and they ask you to join them?
Yeah. You want to come sit with us, guy? We got popcorn.
Like, why do you need to go with someone, though? Like, it's not like you talk to him during the movie.
No. Once the action starts and he's whacked like between 200 and 400 people.
Although, I mean, if anyone was going to talk during a movie, I would pick like you would be
definitely
the guy that would talk during a movie.
Oh, did you see that?
You do that, don't you?
Not when I go to the movies.
All right.
Got that combination of popcorn and certain candy.
Someone said there's a lot during the week and even on the weekends. You can get one of those like 10:30, 11 o'clock movies. You know, right after here. Tell people you're going to play
just
tennis.
Shoot out of there.
Shoot out and go do it. Yeah.
I'm going to play tennis, but I lie and I go over and I
get
just
that little hour 45, 2 hour movie and get out. Wear your tennis headband
if you want. If you have a solo ticket, a lonely ticket.
Yeah, like hi, I'm here by myself.
Can I get the lonely loser ticket, please?
Give him a free small popcorn. That's a loser that just walked in here.
One senior ticket for
Tom,
please.
That's not even
$9.50. It's $7.50 for his ticket.
Sir, you live at Century Village. Yeah. Yes, I live right next door there. I do.
What's the cutoff on those, the senior ticket?
Hey,
it's not 65, is it?
No, it's a little 55? Younger.
I got to tell you, recently.
Late 50s, yeah, early 60s.
Recently, I've gotten to some things, and
of
course,
a discount.
And the wife goes, do you have anything for? Do we get a discount? And it's not the discount; it's just so she can say for somebody 60. I'm like, jeez, man.
She throws you under the bus.
Oh, she just loves to hammer me. Over.
I'm going to be honest. If we went out to lunch, you probably get like a free coffee or something in most places. I would do it for you. Hi, I'm going to have a Diet Coke, and he's going to have that senior coffee.
Oh man, yeah, that's where
people
I am.
Are saying it's not a big deal. They're texting and not a big deal. Sit in the back row of your. Oh, someone said sit in the back row because your head. Don't sit in front of me. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they got that shot in.
Got that going in there.
Is everybody happy?
I like going to the movies alone, not worried about wife or kids. Just get to sit there and enjoy. Someone texted.
Really?
In. Yeah. There you go.
Huh. She won't go, man. She's tired.
She's not going to see John Wick 3.
She's not going to see somebody.
No.
Like, just
take her to Aladdin.
Shoot and kill somebody, like I said, between 200 and 400.
Yeah. John Wick's, you know what you're going to see there. It's the same one as 1 and 2, except there's different characters.
Yeah, I mean, well, now he's being chased by, like, the whole, you know, every assassin out there is trying to get him, so he's going to have to go after all of them.
I don't even care what the story
is. Last time
I
saw him, he had a $7 million hit on him, and, like, everybody was putting in on it. The best assassins were all looking for him. So
someone texted in the Dunkin' Donuts seniors get free coffee. Joe, I think you're missing out, bro.
That's not true.
It's not?
Well, then they've been fooling me.
For a couple of years now, right?
I haven't. If that's the case, I haven't heard a word. All right, so.
We did a Twitter poll, by the way, to see how many solo movies.
Solo movies, okay. At Joe Rose Show on Twitter, will you go see a movie at the theater by yourself?
I just want to say this. It's just me. I've said this before through the years. I just feel weird going to the movies by myself. Well, you sit there. You ever go at night and you see all the couples and the families are together and you're by yourself?
You're by yourself?
Line.
Yeah, that's
hey,
a little
Joe,
weird.
Hey, Joe, what's
sure.
going on? I just came to watch some movies by myself tonight. Can I get a popcorn, please?
Yeah,
extra butter?
I would go to like
it's
matinee.
It's definitely losery. I mean, it's just a question if you're comfortable enough to do it.
I would do more of a matinee thing if I were you. I wouldn't like go at like 7 when it's hot, like 7:30 on a Friday night. Don't go by yourself.
Sunday morning late.
Yeah, like the Saturday morning, like 10 o'clock.
This guy waiting in the concession line.
No, I can't.
Friday night,
like,
8 o'clock.
Because if I saw him and I was there with Ashley, or if I brought Matthew to a movie, I'd be like, Joe, where's Margo? No, where's
hey, why don't you join us, Joe?
Is one of your kids here with you? No.
Oh, no, somebody give you that. Would you like to join us tonight,
yeah.
Joe? Can we get you something?
Well, see, the thing is also, a lot of these movie theaters now, you got to reserve that seat. You know what I mean? Go to one of those, like, with the recliner. Just walk in and pick a seat. Yeah. You have that seat picked out beforehand.
Those new ones in Weston are really nice.
Yeah. By us in Davie.
They are really, really comfortable.
Yeah. And Joe screw up the whole row because he has to get the solo seat.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. That's the thing also.
I got to screw things
They're
up.
They're all even. There's, like, 12 seats in a row. Joe's in four, and it's like, I screwed up the whole row.
All right, let's go to break. Now you got me.
By the way, the votes are coming in, and they're on your side. So far, 72% of the vote says, yeah, you can go see a movie by yourself. I think you're all right, man.
I just said I feel weird doing it.
Nah, you're going to be okay.
Because I wanted to go bad this weekend. It was pouring rain. I go,
yeah, it was a good weekend
looked
for
at
a movie.
Her and I go, Margaret, tell me this isn't John Wick 3, like right now. And she goes, no way.
Yeah, you don't have a chance taking her to John Wick 3.
No John Wick 3.
Man, you have too many girls in the family. That's a problem.
Now you want to budge and see something else?
Huh?
It was John Wick 3 or bust for you?
Yeah. I didn't want to go see anything else. I didn't want to see any love movies.
You didn't want to see Aladdin? You could have taken her to Aladdin.
I didn't want to go cry and watch somebody, you know, somebody die at the end of the movie. I wanted to just see revenge, man.
Spoiler.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to actually get back with you guys. Now I just said I have a weird deal about going to the movies by myself.
I don't think it's a big deal that if you go to a movie by yourself. I mean, not all the time. If you're a single dude, I mean, you're not, but like if you're a single dude out there, like what about Biff? Biff's a single guy.
If Biff goes to a movie by himself.
Is he a loser?
It's a little bit of a weird look to see somebody watching the movies by himself. Just me personally.
All right.
It's just, that's weird.
We did a little research on this senior thing. We got to get to when we get back, though.
All right. Why do you got to keep bringing senior up? I'm trying to
it's your
forget
wife's fault,
about
not ours.
Senior.
Yeah. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.